This is what it's like. You stand on a stage, alone, with only a microphone and your ideas. The stage is small, and there are four strong lights in your eyes. You can barely see the audience, which might be a good thing. The room has a few hundred seats. The audience paid to see some comedy, but not necessarily to see you. Your first time on stage, you were on an amateur night, one level up from a wet t-shirt contest. The audience shows up to watch you fail, or bomb, as it's called. And you do. The humiliation is excruciating. It's the longest 5 minutes of your life, and you can't wait to do it again. And you do it again. And again. And again. A few years pass, and you learn what makes them laugh, and you get a good 5 minutes together. Now you're having fun. A few more years, and you've got a solid 20 minutes that almost always works. You go on the road. You drive 200 miles to make 50 bucks. You stay in gruesome hotels and eat nothing but fried carbs. Your friends think you're an idiot. Your friends are jealous of you. Soon, the only friends you have are other comics. It starts to get better. You do some TV. You get a writing job. The hotels now have a pool and free Wi-Fi. And 5 nights a week, 200 strangers think you're a genius. The women want to sleep with you. The guys want to be you. You only work an hour a day, leaving lots of time for lots of sex and parties. And all you have to do is come up with more great jokes. You are a stand-up comic. You are probably male, but not necessarily. You are probably Jewish or black or gay, but not necessarily. You were probably fat as a kid, or too thin, or ignored, or got too much attention, not enough love, or some unique combination of all of the above. You were probably unhappy, or at least bored and liked that sound of laughter. Soon it became oxygen, and you couldn't live without it. You are a stand-up comic. You may not be educated, but you're smart. All comics are smart. And skeptical. If you're a comic, chances are you mistrust institutions like religion, government, and marriage, just to name a few. You don't like authority, but you're too alienated to believe in revolution or political change. You don't like fair fights. You've always lost those. Better to be a sniper with the stage as your high ground, a microphone your gun, and clever lines your bullets. That's how comics talk. The metaphors are always violent. I killed. I destroyed. I murdered them with my punchlines. And this from some of the most physically unremarkable people on the planet. But if you're a stand-up, there's no bigger thrill. Better than sex? Well, maybe a close second. A lot like sex, too. You create tension and release it with laughter. The audience is seduced and then abandoned at the end of the show. You sweat, sometimes talk dirty, and make them think that you care. Oh, yes, it's a lot like sex. And if you're one of those individuals with a grievance, a set of opinions, a strong point of view, you'll welcome the opportunity to look for converts on a nightly basis. You can be like a drunk at the bar, except that the audience is captive and you're getting paid. And in a way, you are changing the world, if only a little, because your job is to diagnose, not to cure. I think it's the best job in the world. I thank and curse the day I discovered stand-up. It redeemed me and cured me and gave me confidence and overconfidence, and what I thought might be a summer fling turned into a 30-year marriage. I didn't grow up around stand-up comedy. I barely knew it existed. Stand-up is not a Canadian tradition. It's an American one. The Brits do it too, but until recently, they told third-party jokes. There was no confessional and no opinion. The stand-up I knew about as a teenager was from the warty, uncomfortable Jews I would see on Ed Sullivan and from the records of Lenny Bruce, Mort Saul, Bill Cosby, and Woody Allen. But all these comics came from a world far away, across the 49th parallel and beyond. The Canadian comedy tradition was sketch comedy. Spring Thaw, Wayne and Schuster, the Royal Canadian Air Farce, and later, Second City. It makes sense. Canada celebrates community, and the United States venerates the individual. One lone hero up against the system, a cowboy, an outlaw, an existentialist anti-hero, in other words, a stand-up comic. In Canada, in the late 60s and early 70s, there was no stand-up scene at all. In Toronto, and the story of Canadian stand-up for the longest time is a Toronto story, there were geezer comics playing old jokes in strip clubs, and there were musical reviews in places like Old Angelo's and Theatre in the Dell. These topical reviews usually had a pianist and a well-scrubbed cast of four belting...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?